Title: Low Mid Pressure Design from Scratch for 90s Rave Flavor Beginner. All right, let's build that classic drum and bass low mid pressure from scratch in Ableton Live, using only stock devices. This is the stuff that makes a rolling bassline feel chesty and forward on a proper system, but also still readable on small speakers. And the big trick is, we're not going to cheat by turning up the sub. We're going to design pressure in the low mids, basically the 120 to 350 Hz zone, with harmonics, saturation, and controlled EQ. By the end, you'll have a two-layer bass, a clean sub that stays stable and mono, and a pressure layer that gives you that 90s rave flavor. Then we'll sidechain it properly to the kick and talk arrangement moves that feel very junglist. Filter teases, drop impact, and mix-friendly sections. Let's go. First, quick session setup. Set your tempo to the classic drum and bass range, 170 to 175 BPM. I'll pick 172. Now create these tracks. An audio track for your drums, either a break loop or your own drum pattern. A MIDI track called Bass Sub. A MIDI track called Bass Pressure. And optionally a return track called Rave Room if you want some vibe later, but we can skip that for now. Next, select both bass tracks and group them. Name that group Bass Bus. This is going to make mixing and sidechaining way easier. Now step A, write a simple rolling bassline in MIDI. We're going for a classic two-bar roller pattern. Set your key to F minor for that rave mood, and keep the main root note around F1. That's low enough to feel like bass, but still practical for layering. Program the same MIDI clip on both bass tracks, because the sub and the pressure layer should follow the same notes. Here's an example feel. Bar 1 is mostly F1 and 8th notes with a couple of rests, and then you sneak in an AB1 for a little lift, and come back to F1. Bar 2 is similar, but add a G1 as a passing note leading into AB1, then resolving back to F1. Now a really important musical tip. Drum and bass bass lines roll, they don't march. If your MIDI is perfectly on the grid, it can feel stiff. So pick one or two notes and nudge them a tiny bit late, or use a very light groove from the groove pool. Don't go crazy. We just want a little human pulse so it sits with the drums. Cool. Now we build the layers. Step B. The sub layer. Clean foundation. On bass sub, load operator. Keep it simple and solid. Oscillator A. Sine wave. Now shape the volume envelope. We want it punchy but not clicky and not too long. Set attack to 0. Set decay somewhere around 250 to 450 milliseconds depending on how long your notes are. Set sustain very low or all the way down. Set release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. The release helps avoid clicks when notes stop. Now add EQ 8 after operator. Put a low pass filter around 90 to 120 Hz. If you want it super clean, use a steeper slope like 24 dB per octave. The whole point is, the sublayer is not allowed to carry mid information. It's just the foundation. If it's boomy, you can do a tiny wide dip, like 2 dB somewhere around 55 to 70 Hz. Optional. Then add utility. Set the width to 0%, full mono. This is your anchor. Adjust the gain so it feels like the real low-end weight, but don't slam it. We want headroom. At this point, you have a sub that won't fight the mix. That's already a win. Step C. The pressure layer. This is where the 90s magic lives. On bass pressure, load wave eatable. We'll use it because it gives quick harmonic richness. Set oscillator 1 to basic shapes and pick a square wave or something squarish. This is important. Squares and saws create harmonics, and harmonics are what translate to smaller speakers. Turn oscillator 2 off for now. Keep it focused. Set voices to 1. We're keeping this basically mono. Now enable the filter. Choose an MS2 or PRD style low pass. Start with the cutoff somewhere around 250 to 600 Hz. Add a bit of resonance, maybe 10 to 25%. We're going for character, not whistle. Now the amp envelope. Attack at 0. Decay around 180 to 350 milliseconds. Sustain low or off. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Now we build the pressure device chain. This chain is basically the recipe for chest push. First, add saturator. Set the mode to analog clip. Turn on soft clip. Drive somewhere around 4 to 10 dB. Start at, say, 6 dB. Then, and this is huge, match the output level. Don't let it just get louder. When you level match, you can actually hear whether the saturation is improving the tone or just tricking you with volume. Next, add EQ 8. High pass the pressure layer at 90 to 110 Hz, with a steep slope like 24 dB per octave. This is non-negotiable if you want a clean low end. The pressure layer is not allowed to smear your sub zone. Now do a wide boost in the pressure area. Try plus 2 to plus 5 dB somewhere between 160 and 250 Hz with a wide Q. Sweep slowly while the loop plays. Here's what you're listening for. When it's right, the bass suddenly feels like it steps forward, like it pushes air, even if you turn your speakers down. If it gets boxy or cardboardish, do a cut around 300 to 450 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB with a medium Q. That zone is famous for killing the vibe. Next, add auto filter for movement. Use a low-pass filter. Set frequency anywhere from about 300 up to 1200 Hz depending on how bright you want it. Turn up the envelope amount gently, like 10 to 25%, so the filter opens on the note and then closes. Keep the LFO off. This keeps it punchy and periodic correct. Optional but helpful. Add glue compressor after that. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto or 0.1 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. Set threshold so you get 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loud notes. This is just for density and consistency. Then add utility. Keep width mostly centered, like 0 to 30%. Wide low mids can sound impressive in headphones, but in mono clubs it turns facey and weak. We want that pressure to survive mono. Now pause and do a quick coach check. Put spectrum on the bass bus. Watch the low end. You want strong energy in the sub-region, from the sub-layer, but you do not want the pressure layer stacking a bunch of energy below about 90 Hz. And do a mono check. Temporarily set utility width to zero on the bass bus. If your bass collapses or hollows out, we've got alignment or stereo issues to fix. Now step D. Make it feel more 90s with pitch snap and a resample vibe. First, pitch envelope. In Waveeatable, take envelope 2 and map it to oscillator pitch. Set the amount to somewhere between plus 6 and plus 18 semitones. Start at plus 12. Set envelope to attack to 0. Set decay to about 50 to 120 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release 0 to 50 milliseconds. This creates a quick pew at the start of each note. It gives you that rave bite without turning into modern tear-out. Now optional but super authentic. Resample. Create a new audio track called Bass Resample. Set its input to audio from bass bus. Arm it and record 8 bars while your loop plays. Now you've printed the bass, like old school workflows where you commit audio and then shape it. This can instantly make the sound feel more real and less like a perfectly clean synth. On that resampled audio, you can add redux slightly. Keep it subtle. Downsample maybe 2 to 6, and don't go crazy with bit reduction. Or add another saturator. Or carve with EQ8. A nice trick for crust without harshness is erosion at a very low amount in wide mode, then a low-pass filter after it to tame the extra hash. That can feel like sampler texture without destroying your mix. Now step E, sidechain to the kick, essential in drum and bass. On the bass bus group, add a compressor or glue compressor and enable sidechain. Set auto from to your kick track, ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release 80 to 140 milliseconds. Set the threshold so you get about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. Now here's the feel coaching. Don't chase the exact release number. Loop one bar and adjust release until the bass recovers just before the next offbeat bass note. When it's right, it sounds like the groove is breathing. When it's wrong, it sounds like the bass is either choking or stepping on the kick. Now step F, arrangement ideas. Let's make this feel like a proper 16 to 32 bar rollout. Bars 1 to 8, drums plus sub only, and keep the pressure layer filtered down. Set the pressure low pass around 250 to 400 Hz, so it's dark and teasing. Bars 9 to 16, that's your drop or full roll. Open the pressure filter up towards 600 to 1200 Hz. And for hype, automate saturator drive up by 1 or 2 dB. Tiny moves, big impact. Bars 17 to 24, variation. Classic move. Remove the sub for one bar, like a little suck out, then slam it back in, or do an octave jump for two hits. Keep it tasteful. Bars 25 to 32, tease and mix out. Filter the pressure down again and maybe reduce drive. Keep the sub stable so DJs can blend, but don't let the low mids fight whatever track is coming in next. Now let's hit common mistakes so you can avoid pain. Mistake 1. Boosting sub to get pressure. Pressure is mostly harmonics, not 40 Hz. If you turn up the sub, you'll just get mud and limiters will hate you. Mistake 2. No high pass on the pressure layer. If your pressure layer has energy in the 50 to 90 range, it smears your true sub and makes the whole low end less punchy. Mistake 3. Oversaturating without level matching. Louder always seems better. Match output and decide with your ears, not your meters. Mistake 4. Stereo low mids. Width in the 120 to 250 zone can disappear in mono, and feel weak in clubs. Keep it centered. Mistake 5. Too much 300 to 500. That's where rave weight turns into cardboard. Now, a couple of extra coach tools that will level you up fast. Think 2 jobs, 2 meters. The sub's job is weight. The pressure layer's job is translation. Keep spectrum on the bass bus to make sure you're not stacking below 90. And keep a mono check ready. Here's a quick small speaker test trick. Temporarily put an EQ8 on the master with a steep high pass around 120 Hz. If you can still follow the bass line, your pressure design is working. Then turn that EQ off right after. It's just a test. Also, phase alignment between layers matters more than people admit. Even if you high pass the pressure layer, there's overlap around 90 to 140. If the combined bass sounds smaller than either layer solo, try nudging track delay on the pressure track by plus or minus 0.1 to 0.6 milliseconds. Or flip polarity using utilities phase invert and compare. Choose the setting that sounds biggest and most stable in mono. Now a quick practice exercise to lock this in. Build the sub and pressure layers exactly like we did. Then make 3 versions of the pressure layer, changing only where the main pressure boost lives. One around 160 Hz, one around 220 Hz, one around 280 Hz. Resample a 4-bar loop of each version and test them on headphones, laptop speakers, and in mono. Write down which one feels the most rave system and which one clogs the drums. This is how you train your ear fast. And if you want a homework challenge, here it is. Make a 32-bar loop with 3 pressure prints, smooth, main, and grit. Keep the sub identical the whole time. Resample each pressure version to audio, name them clearly, then arrange. Bars 1 to 8 smooth, 9 to 16 main, 17 to 24 grit, 25 to 32 smooth mix out. Before you call it done, mono check, small speaker check with that master high pass trick, and keep your master peaks around minus 6 dB. Don't master loud yet. Recap so you remember the core idea. Low mid pressure is harmonics and control, not more sub. Use 2 layers. Clean sub and dirty, filtered pressure. Your key tools are operator or wave-eatable, saturator, EQ8, auto-filter, sidechain compression, and utility. And arrange it like a junglist. Tease with filtering, hit the drop with impact, then stay mix-friendly. This audio version is shortened for playback.